FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
First full day, destructive storms. I'm Elliot Francis. President Donald Trump is facing a busy first week in the White House beginning this morning. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny reports.
President Trump starting his first full week as president with a full list of items on his desk. He is going to potentially look at executive actions, executive orders, ranging from immigration to trade to other matters. He is also keeping a close eye on Capitol Hill, where he's going to try and start enacting his agenda and keeping an eye on those confirmation hearings.
A deadly storm system that left scattered destruction across the southeast is being blamed for at least 18 deaths on a two-day sweep across the region. Meteorologist Petram Jawahari.
The storm far from over for parts of the northeast. In fact, in the major metro cities, we're looking at winds to be as much as 60 to 65 miles per hour. If you're flying into Philadelphia, New York, Baltimore, or Washington, flight disruptions could be expected across this region.
Jawahari warns the storm could be a problem for commuters this morning across the Atlantic seaboard. I'm Elliot Francis. The matchup for Super Bowl 51 is set. Bill Michaels tells more.
In the NFC Championship game, the Atlanta Falcons beat the Green Bay Packers 44-21 to earn their trip to the NFL's title game. The New England Patriots are going to Super Bowl 51 after beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 36-17 in the AFC Championship game. The Pats are making their seventh trip to the Super Bowl since the 2001 season. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says each Super Bowl is special.
You know, we should enjoy this. It's really, you never know if you'll get these opportunities in life. And fortunately, this team has got the opportunity. And now we got to, do something, go try to take advantage.
I'm Bill Michaels.
WikiLeaks wants to see Donald Trump's tax returns. The group issued the challenge Sunday after senior counselor Kellyanne Conway said the president would not be releasing his taxes. WikiLeaks says if Trump won't do it, someone should leak the documents to them so it can be published. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Many of the 230 protesters who were arrested on Inauguration Day on Friday spent their weekend in court. Most were released, and the judge ordered them to come back to court in a month and to not get into any trouble between now and then. The felony rioting charge carries a 10-year prison sentence max. Another man from Florida was arrested over the weekend for throwing rocks at the police. A lawsuit filed by 17 protesters alleges unlawful detainment, complaining the worst of the rioters got away while police only arrested bystanders. We now have the final numbers from Metro on how many trips through the system they saw over last Friday and Saturday. The inauguration on Friday saw about 571,000 entries into the system. Almost twice as many passed through the next day for the Women's March, with just over a million trips recorded Saturday. That makes Saturday the second busiest day in Metro history, trailing only Barack Obama's 2009 inauguration. You can likely cut all numbers in half to see the amount of people that use the system, accounting for round trips. GM Paul Wiedefeld in a memo says he's proud of the work that they've done. The state of Maryland starts processing state tax returns today. The same day, you can begin to file returns with the IRS.
We're going to begin processing 3 million tax returns. Most of them are filed electronically.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho.
We're going to return $2.5 billion, that's B as in boy, to 2 million Maryland families and individuals.
But Francho warns electronic filing fraud is on the rise and could slow your return. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A state Senate committee in Richmond is taking up a bill today that could ultimately lead to casinos in Virginia. The bill legalizes casino gaming in Virginia. It'd only be allowed in communities that pass a referendum approving of it. MGM's opening at National Harbor could change the dynamic for the bill, says political analyst Quentin Kidd.
It could be that as Virginia sees the revenue that gets generated by Maryland, they become more open to the idea of trying to capture that revenue back.
Most of the money from Virginia casinos would go toward funding road projects in the Hampton Roads area. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 19,827, the NASDAQ at 55,55. Sports, New England and Atlanta head to Super Bowl 51. The Skins promote from within, naming Greg Minuski the new defensive coordinator. Caps and Wizards both in action tonight. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
All the walls in your house face south. There's a bear outside. What color is the bear? Welcome to Window World Riddle My Siding Sale. Stay tuned for the answer.
But it's no riddle where real whole house siding value dwells. Window World says treat your home to the ultimate home makeover. Premium American-made whole house insulated siding from $179 a month. Installed. Includes 18 squares, soffit, fascia, and 14 colors, and the best warranty in the business, hands down.
Free spring value store-wide. Windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. Call 703-955-4045 for free in-home estimate.
Window World, boasting the most experienced install teams. Whole house insulated siding, $179 a month. Call 703-955-4045.
What color is the bear? White. Window World, simply the best for less. America's largest home improvement company. 60 months, 7.99% APR, bank approval needed.
5:05 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Wet morning, so a plan time, plan accordingly. Maryland on the Beltway in Bethesda on the outer loop. If you pass Connecticut Avenue and continuing toward 270, just be very careful. We had a single car crash on the outer loop right near 355. Along the right side, you'll see the flashing lights. You don't want that to be a second accident at outer loop side. Inner loop, you're good as you come from 270 to round through to College Park. Virginia Beltway, no troubles. Looking good getting down to the Beltway for our early start off 270 out of Frederick. No problems report right now. Virginia 66, so you're cruising fine. Coming out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. 95, 395 and into town. Trying to get back to normal this morning too. Good across the 14th Street Bridge. Southeast, Southwest freeway lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a wind advisory today until 4 p.m. Windy, rain likely, thunder possible, patchy fog will get up to around 50. Rain early tonight, showers late, low near 40. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Centerville, 45 in Gaithersburg, 48 degrees here in D.C. Severe weather's wreaking havoc all across the southeast. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and boy, have we got a great show lined up for you here this morning. The first full workday of the Trump administration. Coming up at 7:05, we'll talk to legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 8:05, we'll talk to Joe Concha from The Hill. He's a media analyst, and we'll have some things to say about the relationship between the Trump administration and the press corps. It's interesting. And at 8:35, hang on, Diamond and Silk will be here. I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy again to be joined by our friend Jesse Jane Duff, who is filling in as our guest host this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, motivators. I know you're up running 3 miles, like all Marines do.
Yeah. No, not so much. Listen, we got a lot to talk about here today, and we want to start with something that happened post-inauguration. I mean, look, it was a great inauguration event. It was a troubled time in this town. There were protests. There was violence. There were cars set on fire. Tear gas was launched. 230 people arrested. We had both a good and in many ways, ugly day. Mm-hmm. It was an eventful weekend in that we had this women's march in town with pretty good crowds turning out for that. But I think one of the things that I'd like to focus on this morning was what happened on the first full day or the first half day of the Trump administration as Sean Spicer takes to the press room to complain about some of the assessments the media had given to the turnout for the inauguration. Here is Sean Spicer taking issue with people who said the turnout was low.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe.
Yeah, and he continued. He talked about how he felt that there were really no accurate crowd counts.
Inaccurate numbers involving crowd size were also tweeted. No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out.
He was irritated. He was mad. And he let it be known that he was going to challenge such assertions by the media when he felt they were wrong.
There's been a lot of talk in the media about the responsibility to hold Donald Trump accountable. And I'm here to tell you that it goes two ways. We're going to hold the press accountable as well. The American people deserve better, and as long as he serves as the messenger for this incredible movement, he will take his message directly to the American people, where his focus will always be.
So, my question for you here this morning, get on the phone line right now, was that the right approach? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I want to know, do you think that that was the right approach? Do you agree with Sean Spicer? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I need a moment or two to unfold what I'm about to say, because it's a nuanced and complicated idea. And I want you to know that I get the fact that you hate the mainstream media, and with good reason. But this was absolutely the wrong approach. And with all due respect to Sean Spicer, who I think got told to go out there and make these comments, I don't think this was the right way to go at it. For number one, you turned a one-day story about low turnout for the inaugural into a three-day story or more. So that was not a brilliant move. Second of all, I want to be honest with you because I am responsible to the facts as best I can discern them. As best I can discern, the turnout on inaugural day was lower than I think many people expected. And the turnout, by the way, on Saturday for the Women's March was much bigger than expected. I wish they had not done this. I wish Sean Spicer had not come out and made the claim that it was the largest ever, because it clearly was not.
Well, he did say across the world.
Well,
he
but
did
hold on
say
a minute.
That, yeah.
He said both locally and across the globe. Locally, it was not. Across
right.
the world, I think you
Maybe.
Might make a pretty good case that it was
locally, I agree.
A tremendous amount of turnout, because the numbers for the television coverage and the streaming coverage
yes.
were pretty good. Maybe the second most watched inaugural in the history of inaugurals. Certainly, you have to go back to 1981 and Reagan's inaugural to find anything that comes close to approaching those numbers for Republican inaugurations. But the numbers were not great. And here's what I wish had been said. We are so very grateful to the men and women of this country who supported Donald Trump, from around this country, hardworking men and women who made a financial sacrifice to come to this town and flew in here at some expense, who checked into hotels at some expense, who decided they would come here because they felt very strongly about our movement. I also want to acknowledge those who came here despite the fact that there was a pretty good chance that they might get tear gassed or they might get attacked, and that there was a criminal element roaming through the streets of Washington, D.C. That was a brave thing of you to do.
It was basically presented by the media for days upon days about riots and security
yeah.
and protesters. They focused on that so much. I can't tell you how many people tweeted me and said, are you going to be safe? How safe are you? Are you going to be okay? The fear was out of control.
And Sean Spicer would have done very well to go in and say, and given all that, we are extremely pleased by the turnout for this inauguration. And that would have been the end of it.
Absolutely. And the population, you can't compare the populations who supported Donald Trump and who supported Barack Obama in this area. In this particular area, within the Washington, D.C. metro area, Maryland, Northern Virginia, you had a very high population of people that supported Barack Obama. So the metro numbers were going to reflect that. Donald Trump supporters were not taking the metro. Many of them flew in and probably were staying in hotels downtown. And they may have to, I should clarify that. Many of the people I do know were taking metro, but not to, from the magnitude of coming down from Baltimore, coming down from all of these
let me
areas.
Let me just give you some math numbers. This back envelope math. Let's say, for example, the Women's March. I don't know how many people were there, but we know about 1 million people took the metro. So that's, divide that by two. That's one trip in, one trip out.
Mm-hmm.
So about 500,000 people took the metro. They set records. For the inaugural, about 570,000 people took the metro in and out. And as you point out, some of them were staying in hotels and didn't need the metro, but a good number of them did. And here's the thing. If you look at the Women's March, within a two-hour drive of D.C., you could probably put together about 4 million women
easily
who might want to be a participant in that event.
Yes.
So maybe you had 25% of those people show up for the Women's March. When you talk about Donald Trump, you got people, if you draw a two-hour circle around the D.C. area, and you're not going to find many Donald Trump voters. You will in Southern Virginia, but that's about it.
Yes.
They come from around the country. It was a
right.
financial hardship for them to come here. And on top of that, why would you put up that money and come here when you knew that there was the risk that the whole thing might be blown up, or you might be tear gassed, or you might be attacked?
A lot of his devoted followers, which follow me on Twitter did make the trip out here, and they had didn't even blink an eye doing it. But at the same fact, at the financial end of it, Middle America and a lot of the areas that have been hardest hit economically supported Donald Trump. So you're talking about people that probably were looking at Michigan where he won, Wisconsin where he won, Pennsylvania where he won. A lot of those areas have had economic hardship, and to come to this city really would run about $2,000 to $3,000 probably minimum.
Maybe more.
Minimum.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take your phone calls on this in just a moment. This was the approach of the Trump administration to come after the media for misrepresenting the facts. I'm not sure they did in this particular case misrepresent the facts. What do you think? Was it the right approach? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. The phone lines are starting to light up. Your calls in just a moment. Right now at 5:15, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go, Monday morning. Wow, plenty of time this morning for sure. We're going to have a lot of rain and windy conditions. North on Interstate 95, VA, just the volume through Aquia, again into Woodbridge, just starting to see the cars increase here. On 395, still wide open, though, from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, trying to get into town. Okay, we're trying to get back to normal. 3rd Street Tunnel, lanes open. New York Avenue, no problems. Maryland Beltway in Bethesda, be very careful if you're coming around from, say, College Park to 270. That's the outer loop. Outer loop at 355, that's where the single car crash, everything confined to the right shoulder, so you're coming up on it at speed. Again, outer loop near 355 before you get to the exit for 270 for the incident on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be really windy today. Gusts exceeding 40 miles an hour, and the wind advisory is in effect until 4 p.m. today. A lot of rain, thunder possible, high of around 50. Tonight, windy with rain early, showers late, low near 40. Again, winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour tonight. Tomorrow, windy. Cloudy skies will become partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 50. Wednesday looks like the crown jewel of the week, abundant sunshine and 60. Thursday, 51. Friday, a temperature of 44. Currently in the nation's capital, we're looking at 47 degrees, windy and rainy, 517 on WMAL.
Do you need a new heating system to keep up with this cold weather, but received an expensive quote to replace it? Call ARS Rescue Router for a free second opinion. We'll also take $1,000 off our price on select complete high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Well, it was the very first day of the Trump administration, and Sean Spicer went in and took on the media, and his fight was over how many people attended the inauguration. Was it the right approach to go after the media on that? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Mike and La Plata, start us off. You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff this morning.
Morning, Brian Gunning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you, it's sad that the press secretary had to do that, but I think the Trump administration had learned something from the Bush administration. I mean, when he steps into that room with the reporters, he's actually stepping in front of the Democratic Party and the people that are, you know, pretty much have not written the truth about what the Obama administration has done. And they've learned from the Bush administration not to allow the media to, write opinion pieces about what they think is going on.
But in this case, and I agree with you on that, and I think that there does need to be an attempt to hold the media accountable. And believe me, the media are not accountable on many occasions. And look, you're absolutely right on another point. When they walk into that press briefing room, they got to understand that they're going into a very adversarial situation, much more adversarial than the people in the Obama administration ever faced in that press briefing room. That is true. But let's take them on when they're wrong, not when they're right. And I'm sorry, folks, when it comes to reporting about the size of the crowd, there are verifiable facts that suggest they were very right. I'm not against taking on the press. I'm against taking on the press when they're wrong. And I'm not against taking on the press when they're right.
But the clip we played did say worldwide. I just want to be clear.
No, I got to stop you there. He said both locally and worldwide.
But that's combined. No, that's what I'm saying.
He said both locally, which is not true, and worldwide, which may or may not be
true. You don't think his intention was combined?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's my take. And not only that, it's very, play it again, cut one. Here it is. Here's exactly what he had to say.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe.
Yeah.
So, in person, that's where he's... So it's not accurate. It's simply just not accurate. And so to go into the press corps and the press room and to attack the press on that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it was a red script. It was not something that he was winging and trying to say, well, I meant both of them together.
But look, I'm with you on this. I mean, let's go after the press when the press are wrong. But they weren't wrong in this particular case. And so what you did was you pointed out, hey, we had low turnout, and now we're going to talk about it for 3 or 4 days because you attacked the press.
Well, at least Brian and Jesse are going to talk about it.
Well, no, everybody is talking. I mean, did you see the Sunday talk shows? That's all they were talking about.
I'm being sarcastic.
Chip and Marshall, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning. What do you say there, Chip? Chip, good morning. Keith in Gaithersburg, you're on with Brian and Jesse. What do you say there, Keith?
Well, good morning. I've always learned as a manager to know when to pick your fight. And when you pick your fight, know who your adversary is so that you know how to fight. Now, I don't have a problem with them picking this fight, but they did it the wrong way. They should have said, there would have been many more people if there hadn't been such negative press coverage showing all the protests.
Exactly. Very valid point. Absolutely a valid point. And I can't tell you the number of people who, like you said, Jesse, you said you got calls and messages from all over the country.
Are you okay?
Same thing. Are you okay?
Yeah,
my sister, I'm at home watching it on TV, laying on the bed with the TV on, and she's going, are you okay? And I texted her a picture of me with my feet in front of the TV, and I said, oh, I'm fine. But people were very concerned. And so if you are somebody who's thinking, I'd love to go in. How many calls did we have here on Thursday from people when I asked the question, are you going to go to the inauguration? And the thing they said, there are a whole bunch of people that said the same thing. I'd love to. I don't want to take my children down there because I think it may be a little dangerous.
Exactly.
And that suppressed the turnout. That's a valid thing to point out.
It was built up and built up nonstop. And it was very disappointing to me because this inauguration ended up being the most expensive ever because of security. My apartment was in the perimeter. It was in the green zone. And I didn't see any problems.
Let's get one more in here. How about Ann in Riverdale? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I thought the hyperbole was rather unfortunate. I have some leftist friends who are now just using this as more ammunition that, of course, they're right. Trump's nothing but a blowhard. However, I did go to the Freedom Ball Friday night, and I saw many of those people you talked about who did come in at great sacrifice, decided at the last minute they were just going to come in from all around the country.
Isn't it better, don't you think, Anne, to celebrate the people who made the sacrifice to come and to talk about that than to focus on this this match over numbers? I think it probably was. Accentuate the positive.
Marines, we always say, choose your hill to die on. This was not the one.
No. 522, more of your calls straight ahead.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least 1 percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Lives are changed when children discover their true value.
2540 invites you to help the least of these by sponsoring a child in Kenzibe, South Africa. Every day, these children face the challenges of living in extreme poverty, hunger, disease, and violence. You can change a child's life and help her realize she has a future worth fighting for. Help make a difference by sponsoring a child. Visit 2540.org. That's the numbers 2540.org. You can give a child a brighter future. Visit 2540.org today.
Monday.
We gotta talk about Corinne.
Oh, there's a lot to say.
Immature. Weird. Unaware.
My blood's boiling right now.
And it's all gonna spill out.
If I did anything, come to me.
I do have a question.
All new Bachelor, Monday on ABC.
Tonight.
Nothing can stop whatever is coming.
TV's most shell-shocking drama moves to Mondays.
I think I have found the key to unlocking the truth.
Quantico returns tonight after The Bachelor on ABC.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
It is 5:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're bracing ourselves for a Monday morning. And Monday morning commute with rain and some heavy winds. So extra time for sure will be needed. Just hearing from Montgomery County Police, they're now at the scene of where wires have come down, a tree has come down on Seven Locks Road. This is over near Seven Locks Elementary School. So Seven Locks Road, essentially between Bradley Boulevard and Democracy, where it's windy, a little bit of narrow lanes there with the wires down. Looks like they're going to be stopping traffic. More details to follow. Again, they just arrived at the scene there. On the outer loop of the Beltway, Bethesda, outer loop 355, it was a single car crash confined to the right shoulder, so you are coming up on that at speed, so very cautious as you head that stretch of the Beltway past Connecticut toward 270. Virginia, Beltway, no troubles, 95. It's just the volume increasing. Normal areas through Stafford toward Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge, 66. Nice quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory until 4 p.m. today. Possible gust exceeding 40 miles per hour. We'll see the rain, maybe some thunder. Patchy fog. We get up to around 50 tonight. Early rain, showers late, low near 40. And then tomorrow, early clouds clear out for the afternoon, high near 50, maybe a stray shower. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees on WMAL.
These attempts to lessen the enthusiasm of the inauguration are shameful and wrong.
What you're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point really is
alternative facts. Alternative facts. Four of the five facts he uttered. The one thing he got right was Zeke Miller. Four of the five facts he uttered were just not true. Look, alternative facts are not facts.
Well, there you have it. A little sample of how it went this weekend and this discussion over crowd size.
Right.
I think it was the wrong fight to have. But, I do believe, don't get me wrong, I do believe we need to hold the press accountable when they are slanted, when they tell falsehoods about this administration, or where their reporting is somehow unnecessarily adversarial. Yes.
But you don't hand them red meat on a platter.
Not like this. Very quickly, Chris in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff this morning. What do you say, Chris?
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I'm with Fairfax County Police. While I wasn't there for the inauguration on Friday, a number of our officers were, and one of the things that's not being covered at all was the officers from our CDU unit, our civil disturbance unit, said thousands, literally thousands of people were prevented from even getting into the inauguration by protesters at the magnometers. If you didn't get there before like 6, 7 o'clock in the morning,
it got ugly. Yes, you're absolutely right about that, and that is absolutely part of the story that could have been talked about from the White House podium. 5:28.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Have you made any of these 10 biggest mistakes in your estate plan?
I'm attorney Mike Collins. At my plain English seminar, I'll explain why they're mistakes and how you can easily avoid them. Plus, I'll show you how to save your loved one's expense, delay, and loss of their inheritance with our innovative reservoir trust. Join me on February 7th in Fairfax or the 9th in Columbia. And leave your checkbook at home. Tuition's free at this educational session. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
5:30 on WMAL. Time to talk about the news. Coming up in just a moment, we'll pick up this conversation about things that happened with the Trump administration. Here's one where the media did not get it right. It has to do with that visit to the CIA. Right now, 5:30, here's the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The severe storms in the southeast have left at least 18 people dead. Authorities say it was apparently a winter twister that killed 14 in southern Georgia. The coroner in Cook County says 7 people died at a mobile home park in Attle. Roughly half of the 40 homes were leveled. That same system is bringing us heavy rain and wind today. Among the many agenda items in President Trump's first full week in office is meeting several foreign leaders. He spoke over the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend, says correspondent Oren Lieberman.
President Donald Trump characterized it as a very nice call, and it was Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu who said it was a very warm conversation. Here's what they talked about, this coming from the Prime Minister's office. It says the two leaders discussed the nuclear deal with Iran, the peace process with the Palestinians, and other issues.
And Trump is set to meet British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House on Friday.
What she wants to do is to get a better trade relationship with the United States to compensate for any loss of trade with the European Union as Britain pulls out of the EU.
It's correspondent Nick Robertson. New figures from Maryland transportation officials say Governor Hogan's decision to slash toll rates didn't have much impact on the state's bottom line. MDOT says the state collected just $5.1 million less from tolls in 2016 than it did in 2015. Hogan cut toll rates around the state in 2015, calling it needed tax relief. The state came closer to breaking even, though, thanks to a 9.4% increase in traffic last year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,827, NASDAQ at 55.55. Sports, the Patriots head to their 7th Super Bowl since 2001. They'll play Atlanta. Redskins promote outside linebacker coach Greg Minuski to defensive coordinator. The Caps host Carolina tonight, Wizards in Charlotte. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and I've been on the program for a little over 3 weeks now, and well, here it is, drum roll, I'm down 14 pounds in just over 3 weeks. No cravings, no calorie counting. Best of all, I'm not feeling hungry. Like you, life's too busy to think about a diet and meal planning. It's great because I just follow the plan. If it were complicated or time-consuming, it wouldn't work for me. Here's the thing, I'm learning if you eat the right way, it's amazing how efficient your body is. You learn through how you feel. I don't have the 3 o'clock in the afternoon crash anymore. I don't finish a meal and want to take a nap. Food has become fuel for me. If you have 20, 30, 50, or even more pounds to lose, it works. I'm living proof. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Call them 703-992-0620. They're just over in Tyson's. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get in. Get the weight off for life. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Are you a man facing divorce? A divorce that perhaps you didn't even want? This is Barry Sanders. I've been there. I know firsthand the stress and pain of divorce. A lot of people think that because I was a pro athlete and enjoyed a lot of success on and off the field, that somehow I am immune to such things. The fact is, I went through a divorce a few years ago, and like you, I worried about my children, my assets, and my family. When I got a divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. I took the time to meet and talk with Cordell and Cordell clients and attorneys, and I can tell you that Cordell and Cordell has represented thousands of men just like you and me. If you're a man facing a divorce, consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell and Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
5:35 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bethesda area, Seven Locks Road is going to be closed right now just north of Bradley Boulevard. Tree has come down, some wires down as well. And with emergency response there, they've blocked off the road. Again, Seven Locks north of Bradley. No problems to report on 270, but the volume definitely on the increase here, especially through Urbana and Hyatt's Town. So get ready for that rain and wind. Conditions. Two hands on the wheel this morning. Around the Beltway currently, Maryland, Virginia, without any problems reported. Let's get you in through town. And DC 295, you're off to a good start. So that's positive news coming off the BW Parkway and 50 out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. Quiet inbound New York Avenue through the signal lights toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. 16th Street and Portal Street. They're aware that the signal lights are malfunctioning and they're trying to take care of that. So be careful, 16th and Portal, as you come to that intersection. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory until 4 p.m. today. Possible gusts exceeding 40 miles per hour. Look for the rain, maybe some thunder. Patchy fog will get up to around 50. Rain early tonight, then showers low near 40. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Woodbridge, 45 in Silver Spring. We're at 47 degrees right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
5:36 on a rainy, windy Monday. But hey, you know what? There's reason to be excited. This is the first full workday of the Trump world, and we're going to be giving you a lot of details about that as we go forward. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Joe DeTenable will join us. At 8:05, Joe Concha from The Hill. He's a media analyst. He'll be along. And then at 8:35, buckle up. Hold on. It's going to be interesting. It's always interesting when we get a visit from Diamond and Silk. That's right, 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. And very happy to be joined by Jesse Jane Duff this morning, once again filling in as our co-host.
Good morning, motivators. I hope you're excited as I am. It's a new week.
I love you. I respect you. There's nobody I respect more. You're going to do a fantastic job, and we're going to start winning again, and you're going to be leading the charge.
That was Donald Trump during an appearance at the CIA, talking to CIA employees out there at Langley and giving them the lowdown on how he feels about them, putting to rest any suggestion that he has been at odds with the intelligence community. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in the last half hour, I spent a little time talking about how I think the Trump administration made a big mistake by focusing on numbers and accusing the press of trying to be wrong when they actually, in this particular case, were right. I'm going to talk right now about how the press was wrong about the coverage of this event at the CIA. First, let's hear a little bit more about Donald Trump at the CIA talking to the people who work there about the future.
There is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There's nobody.
Now, I want you to listen to that applause at the end. That was pretty strong stuff. And almost immediately after this event was over, the media started reporting, well, it really wasn't the CIA people. These were people brought in by the Trump folks, and the applause was by the Trump folks and not the CIA analyst. And you can't suggest that the CIA was endorsing what the president was saying. That is BS, my friends.
Yes.
And I had the opportunity on Saturday night to speak to somebody who was in the room. This person, I don't even know his name, but I believe this to be a true story and a true accounting of what happened, was there. This person works for the CIA. This person said that the people who were there, who applauded, were CIA employees.
Exactly.
Now, he's in a position to know this. He mm-hmm. knows the people who work there.
Mm-hmm.
He looks around. These are his friends. These are his colleagues. These are his associates at the CIA. The applause that you hear there came from people who worked at the CIA. Were there also Trump people in attendance? Yes.
You know, it's
but the vast majority of the people who were there were CIA, and he says that Donald Trump was given a very warm reception by the employees of the CIA.
Of course he was. People within the CIA get it. When he was criticizing the CIA, he was criticizing the leadership that came out and tried to blast him and insult him and create all this hysteria over the election, and they were becoming politicized, as we've often seen with also DOJ, the IRS, how many other agencies have become politicized. So they know in their heart of hearts, and he went there and made sure that they understood where he was at with them, that it wasn't about them. They knew that.
There was this moment at that event there at the CIA, which gave me just a little bit of heartburn. Take a listen.
It looked like 1.5 million people, whatever it was, but it went all the way back to the Washington Monument. And I turn on the thing, and by mistake, I get this network. And it showed an empty field. And it said, we drew 250,000 people. Now, that's not bad, but it's a lie.
He decided to take on that issue while at the CIA. The thing that gives me a little heartburn about it is it's absolutely fine for him to say he disagrees with the count. I don't think he's right, but I think he has the right to feel and express himself on that. It just was the wrong place. You're standing there against the wall of honor in the entryway to the CIA. This is very hallowed ground in the intelligence world. This would be akin to making political comments in front of the Tomb of the Unknowns. And these are people who gave...
These
people gave their lives for the intelligence community, just like people gave their lives in foreign war. It just wasn't the right venue for that. Now, I understand that public events often take place there because you can't take them inside the CIA. You take them to the lobby, that's as far as they go. I understand that. But in that environment and in that place, I felt it was the wrong thing to do.
And I've, respectfully disagree, because there are so many press conferences that are forced to go there. They don't go into the rest of the area of the CIA. They can't have cameras in those areas. They can't have reporters. And if he's going to give a press conference at the CIA, then he would have had to ask for a special location. And if the CIA allowed the press conference to go in front of the wall, then, they're part of that, too. They're the ones that put him in that situation.
Yeah, maybe so. It could have been outside, I suppose. One of the other things, though, talk about politics, was that last Friday there was supposed to be a vote on the man to become the next director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo. He has come out of committee. There was no reason for there to be a delay, except in the arcane rules of the Senate, somebody decided that they would voice their objection. And as they say, objection was heard, and so they could not get quick consideration of Mike Pompeo to be a CIA director. We did get our Homeland Security director. We did get Mad Dog Mattis, but we did not get the CIA director. We are told that will take place today, so the CIA director will be in his job hopefully by the end of work today. There was no need for that. That was petty. Very petty on the part of the Democrats, because there was no reason to stop this nomination. It is going through, and it was nothing more than petty partisan politics to throw up an objection.
We're not surprised that they're being petty. But sadly, when Obama did get in the first day, 8 were confirmed. 8 of his people were confirmed. So for them to suggest that this is partisan and we can't, or for them to suggest it's too controversial, is horse cocky.
All right, there you go. It's 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes.
For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
You don't know me, but it's possible we've met before. Growing up, my dad worked for the NSA. I live just down the street from the Naval Academy. Security is in my blood. It's certainly in my heart. I'm Jim Callahan with Ackerman Security Systems. Over the past 50 years, we've quietly become one of the top home security providers in America. We believe in one simple thing, providing the very best security at a very fair price. There's just no need to pay $40 or $50 or more every month for home security. Ackerman Security is literally half the cost of the big national guys, but it is actually the only security company in America that offers a guaranteed response time. Ackerman protects over 1 million men, women, and children, businesses, and families, just like yours and mine. And we've done it by saving each and every one of them hundreds of dollars every year. Ackerman is committed to being the official security provider of the D.C. metro area. We are right down the street and would love to find out more about you. Call 888-999-1070 or at AckermanSecurity.com.
It is 545 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, it'll be a little tricky this morning for the rush hour, to say the least, with some heavy rain we're expecting already, with the wet pavement and rain in lots of areas and windy conditions. A tree brought down some wires in Bethesda. We have a closure of Seven Locks Road just south of Bradley Boulevard. So if you normally take Seven Locks Road coming off of River Road, do not commit this morning, but you can use Bradley Boulevard, the stage north of all the activity. River Road coming inbound, no problems out of Potomac and up toward the Beltway. Beltway looks good. Maryland and Virginia off to a quiet start. Just watch. We had one reported right on the shoulder heading to the Wilson Bridge on the Interloop side. North on 95 in Stafford, Aquia, Woodbridge volume increasing. And that's what we have in town as well. DC 295. And it's no surprise, coming past Burroughs Avenue, Benning, East Capitol Street, a lot of our early commuters catching that ride coming southbound down toward the 11th Street Bridge. But nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory until 4 p.m. today. Possible gust exceeding 40 miles per hour. We'll see the rain, maybe some thunder. Patchy fog will get up to around 50. Tonight, early rain, showers late, low near 40. And then tomorrow, early clouds clear out for the afternoon, high near 50, maybe a stray shower. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation capital, 47 degrees, 546. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples has low prices on everything your business needs to be organized this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Go to staples.com/coupons for your 20% off select supplies coupon. INS 129, restrictions may apply. Staples, make more happen.
547 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. It's Brian Wilson and Jesse Jane Duffin is our guest host this morning. Good morning again to you, Jesse Jane.
Good morning, motivators.
It's going to be a busy week for the Trump administration. Let me just run through a few of the things that are going to happen today, throughout the week. We are expecting a number of executive actions. Maybe some will come today regarding immigration and trade. As I mentioned before, Mike Pompeo, Vote for CIA, will schedule sometime today, and he should be in his role there at CIA by the end of the workday. This week, we will hear votes on Ben Carson for HUD, Nikki Haley for UN Ambassador, Rick Perry for Secretary of Energy. As I mentioned, we already have a vote on our Secretary of Defense and our Secretary of Homeland Security. That's a done deal already. The question has been about Rex Tillerson. What's going to happen there? Over the weekend, we learned that Senators Graham and McCain, Republicans who had expressed some concern about Rex Tillerson over the weekend, went on the Sunday shows and said they intend to support him. And then on Friday, we will have a visit. Our first visit from a foreign leader will be Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. She will be in here on Friday for the first visit to the White House by a foreign leader. Let me just point out one other story. One little topic that may come out in those conversations, reported this morning by Reuters. This is sort of interesting. It has been learned that in this past summer, the British had their submarines off the coast of Florida doing a test of their Trident nuclear missile system that is fired from
Trident nuclear submarines. And it was an unarmed missile. It was a test. And by the way, they don't do a lot of these tests because these missiles are extremely expensive. But you need to know whether or not missile system is going to work when you need it. So occasionally you got to test one. So they're off the coast of Florida and they launch a Trident nuclear missile. And something went wrong. And according to the report in Reuters this morning, that nuclear, it's unarmed, but that nuclear missile may have, for a while, been headed toward the United States.
That is just insane. I mean, we're fighting about it now, and you now have to giggle and laugh, but at the same time, it's like this. What?
Well, obviously,
what?
It's obviously not exactly what's planned. Apparently,
The British are coming.
That's right. And when you test your nuclear missiles, could you do it somewhere other than off the coast of Florida?
Of course, please.
I don't understand that. Some of these stories are sort of incomplete in facts, but if those facts are true, it may well come up in the conversations between the United States and Theresa May. Of course, obviously, there is a warm, long-running, warm relationship between the United States and Great Britain, and it is appropriate that Theresa May is the first foreign leader to come. I think actually you'll see probably down the line the second person to come here will be Benjamin Netanyahu.
Oh, that'd be fabulous.
One other little note, you may have missed it. Jared Kushner has been approved to work at the White House. The Department of Justice has signed off and says, according to our interpretation of the law, there is no issue with nepotism, so Jared Kushner, the husband of Ivanka Trump, returns to the White House to begin work.
He's known as the Trump Whisperer because he can get into Trump and calm him down.
It's 5:51. Here's El Rushbow.
In a recent interview with New York Magazine, CNN President Jeff Zucker accused President Trump of trying to delegitimize journalism. Zucker defended CNN's putting out that fake news story from the fake intelligence dossier on Trump. Zucker claimed that CNN didn't pass judgment on the allegations, which he said could not be corroborated, but they ran with the story anyway when every other news outlet refused to. It's just unfortunate that the most powerful person in the world is trying to delegitimize journalism and an organization to play such a vital role in our democracy, Zucker said. He said that Trump's willingness and inclination to cherry-pick facts, conflate and inflate things, will make covering this administration very hard. Now, this means that CNN's role will be more important than ever, Zucker said, and Trump should respect the network for holding his feet to the fire. Mr. Zucker, you aren't journalists anymore. You're the Democrat Party's PR division. You're disguised as a news organization. You want to talk about cherry-picking facts, conflating and inflating things? You just described CNN. Viewers have seen your constant one-sided coverage. They've seen reporters try to throw debates to Obama and Clinton. They also see the news you don't cover, news not helpful to Democrats elsewhere, which is why they've left your network in droves. Mr. Zucker, Trump doesn't have to delegitimize journalism. You people in the drive-by media have done that yourselves. Look in the mirror.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, question. Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report? Yeah, identity thieves can open new accounts. They can rent or buy properties. They can drain your 401k and even file fake tax returns all in your name. There are all kinds of ways identity theft can happen that go way beyond what you might expect, and that's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. And if there's a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing that somebody is looking out for you. The number to call, 800-440-4833, or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH, and that'll get you 10% off on your membership. LifeLock, 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Wet, slick roads for the morning commute, so allow plenty of time. You don't want to be in a rush to where you're going. 66 starting to bog down a bit as you get in through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and through Falls Church. Those stretches will be the heaviest right now. DC 295 southbound. It's just been about the volume increasing past East Capitol Street. However, I'm a little suspicious. DDOT not working anything, but looks like there might be something. DC 295 northbound, right as you come up to the Naval Research Lab. Suddenly, traffic's coming to a very slow crawl. Heading to the Wilson Bridge out of Virginia. Inner loop side in the through lanes, the center through lanes. That's where we have a crash. I'm looking at that on the shoulder, and you're not distracted. That's good. So be very careful. Again, leaving Alexandria, crossing the Wilson Bridge. We do have a crash on the shoulder with flashing lights, and a tree brought down some wires, and we have a closure in Bethesda as a result. Seven Locks Road just south of Bradley Boulevard shut down in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory until 4 p.m. today. Possible gust exceeding 40 miles per hour. Look for the rain, maybe some thunder. Patchy fog will get up to around 50. Rain early tonight, then showers low near 40. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees and very windy outside. It is now 5:57.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go. This year, hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least one percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work,
I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we have the Super Bowl set. We know who's going to play there, who the AFC and NFC champs are. We'll give you all that information. Also,